And welcome to Radio Valencia. I am the Alchemist. This is the Compost Cornucopia Cereal Cocktail Hour. It is Saturday night. It is March 15th, the ice of March. How are we going to get to Sunday? Well, we're going to take it seven ways to get there from Sunday. Got a lot of great music for you tonight. So stick around. A little comedy, too. Let's just rip.
a little weird. But, you know, we like to think there's someone weirder. Yeah. I'm sure some of you are looking at me going, well, at least I'm not as weird as Gaffigan. And then I'm thinking, well, at least I'm not as weird as those people in the loony bin. Then the people in the loony bin are going, well, at least I'm an orange.
Hey, I like oranges.
There's so many weird situations in life anyway. You ever mix two different groups of friends? That can be stressful. You always feel like you have to prep them. You're like, hey, yeah, these people over here, they don't think I drink. And don't be thrown by my British accent. I love when I'm in big cities like Chicago and I see a policeman on a horse. For a second, I'm always like, did Canada invade? Would you come from a time machine? You ever see the policeman on the horse? They always have that look like, why is everyone looking at me? Just done a 2-ton animal in the middle of a highway. It's a big deal. You think that horse ever comes in handy? There's some robbery. You know, cop, I'm gonna kill everyone. Oh, is that a pony? I love ponies. Can I pet your pony? The policeman on the horse. They probably rarely go undercover, huh? Can't really see them infiltrating the mafia. Hey, it's Finny the horse. Finny the horse, why are you always on a horse? That was the worst Italian-American impression I've ever heard. Hey, it ain't brain surgery. I love how we measure the difficulty of everything versus brain surgery. Hey, it ain't brain surgery. It ain't brain surgery. What a brain surgeon say, like, hey, it ain't like we're trying to talk to women. Hey, I'm a brain surgeon, buddy. I didn't appreciate that. He made me uncomfortable.
Thank you. free my reptile brain, then I'm gonna nuke it. I'm gonna send the motherfucker flying. Bye bye, brain.
the Alchemist. This is Saturday night. We are in the heart of the mission here. We are transmitting from here to the rest of the world, and then it comes back again. It's like a great big circle around the globe. This show is called The Complex Cornucopia. Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. What did you just hear? You heard a little Uriah Heep there from their very first album. Very heavy, very humble. A track called Dreammare. La 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 la. Fun song. Hope you enjoyed that. Yeah. It was a lot of fun that first set. Right before that, we had a band called Pigs, 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 Pigs. Seven times, right? You guys had Pigs, 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 Pigs. Album called Land of Sleeper. Track called Pipe Down. Pipe Down down in there. What are you doing? Just pipe down. Hear your parents and tell you that? Pipe down. I feel like that's a very antiquated saying. I heard it when I was a kid. Pipe down in there. Probably not a lot, but it was, you know, it's one of those things. It's kind of funny to me. Track before that, very weird and violent song called Martin Scorsese by King Missile, because he makes the best fucking films. A bit of a tribute, and I don't know what in that song. It's a lot of fun, though. I think it's a very odd track. In real life, there is no algebra. Track by the band called Beardfish from their album Destined Solitaire. I suppose if you're doing songs about math, you're probably destined for some solitaire. A little bit of progressive rock there out of Sweden. Really good band. They've actually recently reformed after being gone for about 10, 11, 12 years or so, maybe? Maybe not that long. I think, no, 2015 was their last album they put out. So it was a good 8 years, so, something like that. A couple years ago, they started doing some film festivals, rock, you know, prog rock festivals and stuff like that. So they're back. Before that, we had a little Jim Gaffigan from his Beyond the Pale show back in 2006. I know it's really old, but it's still funny. Before that, we had a little bit of Chicago from their fifth album, a song called A Hit by Paress. Really fantastic and very avant-garde track. We started tonight's off with a theme for tonight. So loosely spoken. This track is called Seven Ways Till Sunday. And I put it together. It's a band called Tram. And it's a bit of a super group. A couple guys from Animals as Leaders. In that band, as well as others. I don't have all the names in front of me right now. So, forgive me. All right, we're going to play some Crooked Vultures. On Radio Valencia, I'm the Alchemist.
Oh, that's not music where we come from.
Left, and the chaos like a noose, it ain't a side effect.
Okay. Okay. If you're ever only going to own one Aerosmith album in your entire life, Draw the Line is the album. That's a track was called Hand That Feeds. That was from that 1977 release by Aerosmith. A band that has, in my opinion, two existences. They have the drugged out years where they were terrible performances and their unreliable stage shows, and their songs were amazing and really well constructed. Classics. And then they got their shit together and their stage show improved markedly and their songs got bland. I guess there's something to say for drugs and creativity. Okay. Prior to that, we had You Don't Mess Around With Jim. Jim Croce. Oh, man, he died too young. Oh, man, what a great musician he was. And, yeah, that's a fun song. Yeah. Don't Mess Around With Jim. Dream Police before that. David Byrne, his first solo record right out of Talking Heads in 1989. Ray Momo was when he was experimenting a lot with the Brazilian sound. He was doing a lot of Latin music. And it was a really fantastic record. Highly recommend you track it down if you're a fan of Talking Heads and you're not aware of it. I can hardly believe that that would be true. But, you know, it is possible that you kind of went into under a rock at a certain point in your life. It happened. I went under a rock in the late 90s and early 2000s. I was under a rock. I was, you know, raising a kid. That's part of life, man. That's so there's reasons to go under rocks that are all pretty much valid, you know. But yeah, I imagine if you're a Talking Heads fan, you're aware of that. Before that, we had Future Gristle by a local band called Sun Hot Fat from their album Elephant Parade, 2018 release. Yeah, they are right here out of San Francisco. Fantastic band. Great horn section. Oh, man. So sweet. Started that set off with Mind Eraser, No Chaser, from them Crooked Vultures, from the one and only self-titled debut record that they put out in 2009. Supergroup including David Grohl, John Paul Jones, and Josh Homme. And, yeah, really fantastic record. I would love to see that thing happen again. I'm not so sure it ever will, but, you know, it might have been once in a lifetime. Set opener, well, set in a break, we have Dr. Demento from Vital Information from Where We Come From. I don't know, Dr. Demento is classic DJ from an era gone by. One of my first early influences in the sound of radio. I just listen to his show quite regularly, yeah. Which is why we will slip some comedy in here tonight from Here and Time. So, hope you enjoy that. This track here is Alan Holdsworth from his album IOU. The song's called Temporary Fault. And wow, this is amazing stuff. Sorry I talked all over it, but that's just life, man. I gotta talk over something. All right, now we're gonna get some method driving.
all she thinks about. No responsibility, no guilt, tomorrow's crown of judgment. Smile on her face, she does what she damn well please. She don't care that what she does has an effect on you. She's got freedom in the 21st century.
Time for a few fart jokes. Where would a comedy show be without a few fart jokes?